From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. occupation authorities in Iraq have been criticized for their policy of excluding former Ba'ath Party members from public sector jobs. The critics say the de-Ba'athification program has added to high unemployment and deprived the country of people with much-needed skills at a critical time. There have also been suggestions that it has fueled the Sunni insurgency. Now, the U.S. chief administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, has announced a change, although without expressly calling it that. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad.
Bremer has for a while been under pressure to make changes in the de-Ba'athification policy. Today he came out with them.
We listen to you. And tonight I want to tell you what we plan to do.
In a televised address to Iraqis on the U.S.-funded Al Arakia channel, he defended the policy but said it wasn't properly implemented.
Banning the party and removing from public life those who used it to commit crimes was necessary and remains necessary if we are to achieve your vision of a democratic Iraq. But many Iraqis have complained to me that de-Ba'athification policy has been applied unevenly and unjustly. I've looked into these complaints, and they are legitimate.
Speaking to the media afterwards, U.S. spokesman Dan Sina played down the problem, which he attributed to a technical glitch.
It was a procedural matter. That is what Ambassador Bremer announced today. That procedural snafu will now be corrected.
Bremer also said university professors who hadn't committed abuses would be allowed to return. He made no specific reference to bringing senior Ba'athists into a future Iraqi government, a move which Ahmed Chalabi, a leading member of the U.S.-backed governing council, had earlier compared to putting Nazis in charge of post-war Germany. But Bremer did say discussions are planned over recruiting senior officers from Saddam's disbanded military forces into the new Iraqi army.
The Minister of Defense informs me that he intends to have a meeting with vetted senior officers from the former regime next week to discuss how best to build the new Iraqi military establishment. More of these officers with honorable records from the former army and elsewhere will serve in the months ahead as your new army grows.
U.S. military commanders, facing a wider and more violent insurgency, are keen to reach out to former senior Iraqi army officers. But Dan Sina, the U.S. spokesman, said Bremer's remarks on this were nothing new.
We've said all along that we'd have to recruit from the senior ranks of the military in order to build up the military from the bottom up. We started with the lower ranks, which is what was done in the first few months of the reconstruction, and then you begin to work on the more senior ranks.
Sina says the fundamentals of the de-Ba'athification policy are intact. The purge still applies to the top three layers of the Ba'ath Party and the top four layers of government ministries, and to anyone with blood on their hands. However, it is clear that there's been an adjustment in policy. Iraq's Sunnis, who benefit the most under Saddam's rule, will likely welcome the change, while some Shia fear it'll bring back to power the same people who repressed them. On the streets of Baghdad today, Bremer's announcement received mixed reviews. Some Iraqis were clearly in favor.
I was a secondary school student, and I was told that they would fail me if I didn't enroll in the party. There are so many Ba'athists who are honest people, who just want the best for the country.
Others balked at the prospect of a return of former members of a party that played such a dominant role in every walk of life during the Saddam years.
This is wrong. We are heading back to the same point as we started. There is no difference if Saddam were here or not. I hope that doesn't happen. I am deeply against the Ba'athists coming back. This is the biggest mistake and will cause a lot of problems. You know the black history of the Ba'ath Party.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.